The orchard workers had halted for a mid-morning break, and jugs of cider and slices of plum cake were passed around. Mother Mellor searched around the berry bushes worriedly.
Any beast here seen three Dibbons, Bag, Run and Grub?
Saxter stood up helpfully.
Do you want me to go and look for them?
The badger plumped down wearily next to Simeon and accepted a beaker of new cider.
I'd be most grateful if you did, Saxters. I've run my aching old bones ragged searching for those three rips.
As the young mouse trotted off on a tour of the abbey grounds, Mellis refilled Simeon's beaker.
What a fine young creature our Saxtus is. I remember he wasn't any great trouble as a Dibbon. Always a fairly serious and obedient little thing. Not like some I could name.
The blind herbalist smiled.
You're a proper old fraud, Mellis. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself if all our Dibbons were quiet, serious and obedient. It makes the seasons happier having a few little pickles around.
Having searched in the most likely hiding places, Saxtus mounted the wall steps and scoured the ramparts. Starting at the south wall, he worked his way along to the east battlements, covering every recess and niche, each moment expecting to come upon the three little ones hiding in some favourite corner. He had hidden up here many a time with Dandan and Duddy when they were small. All the best secret hideouts were known to him. Saxtus could feel anxiety beginning to gnaw at him. He had searched every possible place, and still there was no sign of the missing trio. He leaned his back against the northwest wall top corner, looking down into the abbey grounds, mentally ticking off each place he had covered. The three little ones were definitely missing. But there was no need to upset Mother Mellis yet. They might still be somewhere in the vicinity. Saxus turned to look up the path. For a moment he could scarcely believe his eyes. He felt his whole body begin to shake and tremble with excitement. Paws twitching and teeth chattering, he blinked and rubbed his eyes to reassure himself he was not witnessing a mirage. He was not. He stood for some time, exerting all his willpower to gain control of himself. Refreshment time was over in the orchard. Picking up their baskets, the harvesters were about to go back to work. Saxtus's voice rang out level and loud from the ramparts.
Father Abba, Mother Mellis, bring everybody with you. Come up here and look at this.
Mellis and the abbot, with Simeon between them, rounded the corner of the abbey building, a crowd of Redwallers following them.
Saxtus! Hi, Saxtus! What is it?
Have you found the Dibbon, Saxtus?
The young mouse turned and called back to the swelling band of Redwallers.
Come up here! This is very important! I think you should all see this!
Now every creature in the abbey was striding across the lawns, from the orchards, kitchens, great hall, cavern hole, dormitories and gatehouse, overcome with curiosity.
I hope there ain't more sea rats, Mom!
In the name of all fair, what is it?
Oi, Saxtus, what's all this about?
But Saxtus had turned his back on them and was staring out at the path from the north, ignoring their shouts. Mellis quickened her pace.
Ooh, he was always very aggravating as a Dibbon was that one.
Every creature in the abbey was now ranged along the wall, staring dumbfounded at the sight before them. It was Gabriel Quill who broke the silence. Scrambling up onto a battlement, he waved his paws wildly as he shouted,
"They've come back, oh, dury me heart, it's me, your old Uncle Gabriel!"
The hedgehog's call seemed to trigger everything. A mighty roaring cheer rose from the wall tops. Caps and aprons were flung in the air as the Redwallers danced up and down, waving and cheering at the top of their lungs, stamping their paws and howling pure joy to the skies.
They're back!
Oh, no!
On the path, the horde of Trag warriors, with the great bell in their midst, ground to a halt at Rawnblade's signal. Marielle stood atop the bell. She loosed her gullwhacker and began swinging it in circles above her head. Tarquin winked at her.
Go on, old gal. Let him know you jolly well did it.
The mousemaid swung the heavily knotted rope down with both paws. Boom! The deep melodious sound echoed out across the brown and russet woodlands in the fine autumn morn.
You lie!
answer to Redwall's cheers rent the air as the warriors roared out their battle cry. Sitting on top of Lord Rawnblade's war helmet, Grub joined paws with Bag and Run, who were perched on the badger's shoulders. Between them, they yelled as loudly as any battle-hardened soldier. Habit Bernard stood in front of the open gateway, paws tucked into wide Habit's sleeves. His voice quivered noticeably as he addressed the four travellers who stood with Lord Rawnblade at the head of the army.
You have come a very long way to be at Redwall Abbey. Welcome home.